to retell these stories. We want to thank Elsa Cruz, wife of Samuel Cruz, Hawa Ba, mother of Muhammad Ba, both men killed by police when their loved ones called 911 to get them help. Randolph McLaughlin and Mayo Bartlett, co-counsels representing the Ba and Cruz families. And thanks so much in Memphis to Sam Cochran, who spent 20 years heading the Memphis Police Department's crisis intervention team, now project coordinator with the University of Memphis's CIT Center. That does it for our broadcast of Makshana, produced by Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, and Rate Newman Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sam Alcock, Honey Masood, Robbie Karen. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us. Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org.
This is Donna with your WUSB Concert Billboard for Sunday, October 20th. Tristan Armand will be at the Grey Horse Tavern in Bayport, 1 p.m. Brown Shoe will be at Treme Blues and Jazz Bar in Islip. The East End Trio will be at the Cooperage Inn, Baiting Hollow. The Sunday Street Acoustics Series presents James Keelahan and Jez Lowe, 7 p.m. at the University Cafe, right here at Stony Brook University. Tim Reynolds' TR3 will be at Iridium for two shows, 8 and 10 p.m. The Long Island Brass Guild will be at the Patchogue Theater in Patchogue, 3 p.m. The Stoller Center for the Arts welcomes David Sedaris at 7, Stony Brook University. On your concert billboard for Monday, October 21st, Eros Ramazzotti will be at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn, 8 p.m. American Babies will be at the Brooklyn Bowl. On your billboard for Tuesday, October 22nd, B.B. King will be at B.B. King's, Manhattan, 8 p.m. Coheed and Cambria will be at the Paramount in Huntington Village, 8 p.m. Looking ahead to Wednesday, October 23rd, The Fray will be at the Paramount in Huntington Village, 8 p.m.
Question: how much money does it take to run a radio station? Answer: more than we have. You can change that equation by calling 631-632-6901 or going to WUSB.FM and looking on the far left, click where it says Pledge. Thank you.
And this is WUSB Stony Brook, time once again for Off the Wall. Thank you. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you tonight, joined by Kyle.
Hi, hey, E, I'm back.
You are back. You just left, and now you're back again. It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Kyle's gone for only 1 week this time. But welcome back. Place wasn't the same without you.
Well, thanks.
And we also have a special guest just flown in from the Netherlands. Say hi, Milou. Wait, why didn't that work? That should have worked. Hold on. Say it again. Hold on. I have to turn this. No, that is up. Okay. I tested this before. I tested it meticulously.
Mm-hmm.
It came through in the cue speaker. It didn't come through here. This is very bizarre and strange. Let me try over here. Oh, now try it again. No, he's speaking, unless he's really, I gotta tell you, the way this place is set up is, it's a war crime, it really is.
Well, and it's interesting, I mean, what we're doing is, using the stuff that's here.
No, we're trying to use the stuff that every time we try something, it doesn't work.
It's certainly capable of it, as far as we can tell, but there are these quirks.
It was made for this. It was completely made for this, but we just tested it inside, and, it worked in the cue speaker. Why is it not working on the board?
Well, we can just double check some of the cables and make sure we're all set.
Pull that patch over there. Let's try that.
Anything, yeah. I'll go ahead. I'll pull the cable for you.
I'm sorry, folks, but apparently this is the only way you can get things to work. Just the bottom one, not the top one. There we go. Okay. Milou, say hello.
Hello, guys.
All right, now it works. It only worked if you put the patch in before when we were testing it. Now it only works if you don't have that patch in. Go figure. And Finn, you're there, too.
I am, but I'm turning down the monitor.
Yeah, the monitor is what's causing feedback. Folks, when you have audio and it feeds into itself, that's called feedback. And like that, say, because I turned it too loud, so it was hearing itself, and it was an endless loop type of a thing.
Well, it's connected to the headphones in there, so hopefully we'll all be able to hear each other when we get the feedback resolved.
This is the most people we've had in the studio in a long time. Actually, we've had people in the studio, but they've mostly been in other rooms and glaring at us. But now we can actually attempt to turn the microphones on and say hello and things like that. Milou, welcome to the United States.
Thank you.
This is your second time here, correct?
Yeah.
And what do you think so far?
It's pretty nice. I've seen things I've not seen before the last time.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, we were in your country not too long ago at the hacker camp, and me and Kyle, we rode around Amsterdam on bicycles, and we actually rode all the way to camp on a bicycle. Did we talk about that on the air at all, Kyle, that we rode a bicycle all the way from Amsterdam to the camp?
I think it was discussed. I can't really remember how much detail we went into, but we were really inspired by Milou, who had said that he was going to be riding to the camp, and we had thought we'd do it as well. It was sort of coincidental. So we got some tips and some pointers on how to get there, and we managed to get out there on bicycles to enjoy the camp that way.
Milou, how far was that about?
50 kilometers.
50 kilometers. What do you think about that? Of course, you know, in the Netherlands, it's very flat, so you don't really have any hills in fact, we were just talking about this on the way over, that in the Netherlands, a hill is considered a mountain. And you don't have any mountains. We don't have any mountains here either on Long Island, but we have more hills than you do in the Netherlands. So it's a bit more challenging to ride 50 kilometers here than it is over there. But it was fun. And we've been showing Milou around New York City. Yesterday we saw a brand new Banksy yesterday. That was kind of cool, right? We went to the South Bronx.
Yeah.
And we saw. Well, how would you describe it, Kyle?
Spray paint graphic basically on the side of a building across the street from kind of a market, a 99-cent kind of bodega. Anyway, it depicts, there's written in kind of a crude kind of toy tagging, it says ghetto for the numeral 4, ghetto for life. And then to the right of it, there's a little boy, like a little a schoolboy with a spray can. And to his right, there's a butler bending down with a silver platter with two other spray cans, sort of poking fun at aristocracy and little rich graffiti artist there, saying writing that he's ghetto for life and all of that kind of irony. And it's really appropriate and kind of cool to see, especially in that neighborhood in the Bronx.
Yeah, and what's happening throughout, I guess, the last month or so is that Banksy is basically just installing things throughout the city in various places, and that's you find out. You look on the news. In fact, I'm looking on the news right now to see if there are any new installations. But I was driving down Ludlow Street a couple of weeks ago, and there was this car that was all. I don't know what they did to it. They did something crazy to it. I was in the car, too, so I wasn't able to get out and look. But there were people crowded around taking pictures. And then we just read that in the South Bronx there was this this brand-new Banksy on a wall, you know, distinctive style, as Kyle described it. And you can always tell a Banksy from anything else.
Absolutely. There's like three or four colors in his stencils, and I really love how he does the skin tones for their faces and their arms and stuff. And, for instance, the butler had at least three colors. It was black and white, a little bit of white, and even some grays and stuff. I don't know quite how he did all of those colors, but it's neat. It's three or four colors just for the black and white, and then the text, in this case, Ghetto for Life, is a nice bright orange, very different. The contrast actually makes the people he's stenciled look very lifelike.
Yes. Yeah.
By comparison to the wording, which also is very lifelike for kind of not a really exceptional tag or what you would call a piece in the graffiti world. It's a very simple piece, not even really a piece, more of a tag. Mm-hmm. And it's just really gorgeous. And I think the writing Ghetto for Life, I think that is also something Banksy did, but it is not stenciled in his iconic style.
There was also a truck driving around with a bunch of stuffed animals in it, and it made it look like they were going to a meat market or something like that, and that's another Banksy installation on wheels. And, of course, the person driving would not tell anybody who had hired him or who signs the checks or anything like that. We did see a couple of security guys yesterday next to the installation that were guarding it, and a whole bunch of people were there taking pictures and just basically posing with it and just being happy to see that. Leave it to the Daily News, though, to find something negative about it. Banksy's latest work annoys Bronx residents. I didn't see a single annoyed Bronx
resident. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's what it says.
No.
Ghetto for Life graffiti is a bit offensive and lazy, but fans flocked to the South Bronx on Monday anyway. Okay.
Offensive and lazy.
Well, okay, let's see. Let's see what they say here. British graffiti artist Banksy's first painted work in the Bronx immediately offended some of the people who have to live with it, residents of East 153rd Street. The new piece, which features a child spray painting Ghetto for Life with the assistance of his butler, went up near the corner early Monday morning and immediately drew a crowd. Residents said they were angry at the vandalism and its message. Vandalism? An empty wall that has something that has art on it. That's like saying you vandalized that canvas, Picasso. How dare you? That was a perfectly nice white canvas, and you put one of your things on it. Anyway, you can always find people to be upset at things, though. There's no question there. It's lazy and it's ridiculous, said Kara Schaefer, 29 years old. Having a kid with spray paint and his butler writing Ghetto for Life in the South Bronx is an easy way to perpetuate the way people think about the South Bronx. What do you think about that, Kyle?
I completely disagree. I think anybody who really is from the Bronx would totally appreciate it and likes the fun that's being had. It's really funny, like ironic. It's hilarious.
I see it as I mean, people use the word ghetto in a kind of a
yes.
badge of honor way, and
absolutely.
That's how I saw this. When Ghetto for Life, it's a badge of honor to be worn proudly.
Yeah, it's
not
like,
that it's you know not that ghettos are pleasant places. Everybody knows that, but to get through that kind of life, you need strength. You need unity. And that's the kind of thing people should strive for, and people who aren't in ghettos can learn a hell of a lot from that.
And I think the authenticity, too, right? I mean, mm-hmm. being, you know, it's like real. The ghetto's real. It's not going to lie. It's not pretentious in you know, in when it comes down to it. It is what it is. It's kind of a realistic, that's life, you know, lifestyle. It's not like trying to put on airs and be something it isn't. And the irony is showing with the butler is hilarious.
Well,
I think
know,
people appreciate it.
Kara's not finished yet, Kyle. You stepped on her.
Oh, please, Kara.
It's disrespectful. Continue. Stepping on her, but now she's talking about the Banksy. It's
right.
disrespectful. Nobody comes here to be ghetto. And she did an air quote thing when she added that.
Mm.
New Yorkers continue to flock to each new installment. Many are appreciative that Banksy is sharing the wealth across the boroughs. Graffiti artists have a different take on the project. Within hours after the Banksy work went up, a tagger named Skilo scrawled his name above the piece. I was wondering what that ski load thing was all about.
Mm.
Yeah. But the owner of the East 153rd Street building said he has no problem with Banksy's antics and even wants to preserve the work. Of course he does. Many people who own original Banksy pieces sell their walls for thousands of dollars. They sell the entire wall. And we were talking about this the other day. They shipped one to Miami or something for an auction.
Yeah.
Is that what happened? It's okay.
He must have great support from the concrete cutting community, people uh-huh. that do like restorations and removals and stuff.
Well, the owner said his interest in Banksy's art was not financial. David DiMaggi said it's beautiful, it's a nice work of art, more power to him. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody, it's fine. DiMaggi's partner, Zabe Hakimi, said he even appreciated the message of the work, the 21st of Banksy's month-long residency in New York, which he calls the Better Out Than In tour. His only prior foray into the Bronx was erecting a sculpture of an angry Ronald McDonald, which I'm sure some people found offensive.
Mm.
Ghetto for life means no matter what you get, even if you're a billionaire, you're going to be the same person and remember where you came from. And those are words directly from Banksy. That is what Banksy said. I'm going to repeat that. Ghetto for life means no matter what you get, even if you're a billionaire, you're going to be the same person and remember where you came from.
Nice. Nice.
How can anybody be offended by that?
Wow, this is not even really classist. It's just, hey, you know, you are who you are. It's, you know, be real about it.
Even if you do get
to a different place in life, you where you came from is intrinsic.
Uh-huh. And I'm just seeing a piece that just, I believe, just came in. Oh, no, that's an old piece. The Daily News, if you go to this webpage of the Daily News, they have related stories, and sometimes related stories are years old. Like, you'll see, if you're reading something about the weather, you'll see hurricane approaching New York, and it's a link to something from Hurricane Sandy or Hurricane Irene or something like that, and they don't put dates on their little referrals. So you have to be very, very careful. And they're not the only ones that do this, but they're one of the worst offenders.
With sloppiness.
Finn, have you ever seen a Banksy?
Not in person, no.
You like how I just brought him in like that? That's the kind of thing you can do at a radio station.
It's kind of nice to have Finn here.
Yes, it is great to have Finn here. I'm sorry, Finn, speak more. I think your mic is really on.
Speak more with purpose?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah,
Finn. No, I have never seen a Banksy in person. I have been following very closely, though, and the ridiculous reactions that have occurred. I believe he did one, I don't know if today was the day, but he did one in Queens, I think, today, my current hometown, where he took some cement, some bricks at a cement factory and rebuilt a Sphinx.
Really?
That's right. Cool.
We have to see that one. Okay, describe that, where that was?
I'm not sure exactly where it was. I just saw the posting shortly before on Banksy's website. Which is Banksy UK, but he somewhere in Queens at a factory kind of a yard, he built a Sphinx out of some cement blocks.
We're looking at it right now.
Whoa.
That is something else. The man who first discovered the Banksy sculpture in Queens this morning noticed it getting dropped off around 7 a.m. by two hipsters. Once the crowd started showing up around noon and everyone was talking about this Banksy guy, he declared it to be his. But the statue was placed on public property, so unlike pieces that have gone up in building walls that are owned by someone where they can technically claim ownership, this one belongs to the people. So, yeah. That's okay. Well, now we have to track down this one as well. That is fascinating. That really looks cool. Banksy sculpture in Queens. Trying to get the actual address so we can...
Yeah, I was just searching for that myself. I didn't see the actual address.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't see it here either. But it's... hang on. It's in Queens. That's all they're saying. Okay, 35th Avenue, 127th Street in Willits Point near Citi Field.
Okay.
Wow. Right.
Road trip. Okay.
Definitely.
So getting back to... as long as we have you here, Finn, we're still in the middle of Radiothon, which is our fundraiser here at the radio station. Is that correct?
That is correct.
He just
and
gave a big sigh there.
If these kinds of conversations, if you enjoy this kind of thing, or this radio station in general, WUSB, all the different opinions, all the different ideas that float our way, if you enjoy hearing Emmanuel, if you enjoy hearing Kyle, if you enjoy guests from the Netherlands like Milou right here, please give us a call right now, 631-632-6901, and make a donation to this station. Make a donation to help keep Off the Wall on the air.
I'm looking at you, Finn, and I realize you don't have headphones. How are you hearing me?
I go by I can't even speak, by vibration, my friend.
Vibrations. Wow, this is incredible, because we don't have enough headphone jacks or headphones. So it's, we
that's
use
another thing to mark there for the fundraiser.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. 631-632-6901, and if that, actually, I don't know what's going to happen to that phone ring, so I'll have to cut off that room, because we don't want you giving out people's credit card numbers and things over the radio.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No. 631-632-6901. You can get a USB T-shirt and coffee mug and hats and
all kinds of WUSB swag, or you can just contribute to the station. Any amount is fantastic. $10, $15, $20, $25, all the way up to $10 million, although we won't limit you to that. Give us a call right now and hear me read your credit card phone number over the air.
And there's a lot of reasons to call. It's mainly just keeping the station around, keeping it lively, supported, and, you know, keeping good programming on. With your donation, we can make shorter fun drives and all of that. And also we can get equipment like headphones. And, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff here. But you need stuff that works. You need stuff that people can have access to that they can use, and then you can get volunteers and keep that community going, keep more new stuff coming out and people getting learning and getting their kind of feet wet, diving in, actually, to this beautiful art form of radio and communicating with the community and the world. And that takes money. There are logistics. There are financial concerns for the radio station. And this is an opportunity to make a difference, to contribute, to support us and help us rehabilitate computers or boards or this or that, pay leasing fees and transmitter costs, all these things that we take care of and get in order one way or another, so that you can sit back and enjoy good music, good talk, interesting programming from all over the spectrum of shows. This is freeform kind of community local radio. This is real people in a station. We're here right now. If something happened, we'd be able to tell you about it. We'd be able to interrupt. We'd be able to say, there are monsters crawling up the field here at Stony Brook, and they've just ripped apart the stadium, and they're now eating lamp poles in the football fields and turning over cars. And
oh, if only.
Doesn't sound bad, right?
No, I kind of like the concept there, especially destroying the stadium.
631-632-6901. Give us a call right now. Make a pledge to WUSB. Let us know. We're important to you, as important as you are to us. And, you know, this is election season, Emmanuel, and the way you vote on a radio station like this is by making a pledge. Anything that you can possibly afford is a wonderful and appreciated gift. We will not turn you down, I promise you. Give us a call, 631-632-6901. Emmanuel, have you heard anything about our tube replacement?
First of all, I've just been asked to clarify. It's not that I don't like sports, okay? Sports are fine. In fact, the United States qualified for the World Cup, and they're going to kick the Netherlands' ass at some point once we actually meet them. No, it's just the stadium. The stadium is too bright, and sometimes I'm trying to find satellites or stars, and it's turned on, and you can see it from satellites and stars. That's how bright it is. that's the only reason I wish that the stadium would be destroyed. But the sports are great, you know, kicking footballs around and whatever else people do out there is fine as far as I'm concerned. The tube, I don't know. I know the tube is on the way if it hasn't arrived already. I'm not part of that whole part of the station.
Right, but that's a very important thing. We struggle very often to get certain things done, and it depends, you know, we really depend on you, the listener, to get these things done. It's your support that gets them done, keeps us on the air. 631-632-6901. 631-632-6901. If off the wall is important to you, if you enjoy these conversations, if you enjoy anything on WUSB, the music, the talk, all of the above, give us a call right now, 631-632-6901.
Just to clarify what a tube is, this is really important. It's something kind of, as I said, of logistics and engineering stuff, that what it takes to actually get the signal out to you if you're listening on a conventional FM radio. Tube is part of a transmitter, and basically ours had been reducing and needed to be kind of rehabilitated and actually replaced. And what that means is that we were running at lower and lower and lower and lower powers. And we're actually really excited that we're getting a replacement, and it's going to be installed very soon. And hopefully the signal should improve somewhat where it is not being interfered with or it is able to be received. It should be nice and strong and healthy.
Well, it's just one of the many things that has to be maintained and replaced, and that's what we need the support for. So, again, 631-632-6901. Getting back to Netherlands and things from other countries, we were talking with Milo before about various kinds of music that that he listens to, things that come from the Netherlands, and there are quite a bit of interesting bands over there. We have a selection of pieces that we wanted to play, but first I actually wanted to ask Milo if he was familiar with any of the Dutch music that has made it to these shores. For instance, have you ever heard this? That song? For some reason, we're only getting one side of it. Does that sound familiar to you at all? That does not sound familiar. You have never heard Hocus Pocus by Focus?
No.
Never. Wow. This what you've heard this, right, Kyle?
Yeah, we've caught it on radio a couple times, maybe even satellite radio, all kinds of places we seem to run into it. And apparently there's a lot of versions of it. It's quite long.
Long, yeah. In fact, there was a story, a roommate murdered his other roommate because he wouldn't stop playing this song. He had it going over his own repeat or something like that. I just realized why I'm only hearing one ear, because my headphones only have one ear. So the listener should be hearing both of these. But yeah, this was a major hit back, I think, in the 1970s. All right, Kyle. All right, enough of that.
Sorry.
It's addictive, that's for sure. So you never heard that, Milo, huh?
Well, I know it's from somewhere, but I have no idea from where.
Okay. All right. Well, it's one of those things that just sticks with you. All right. So maybe not that one. How about this one? Finn, I know you know this song. No, anything? Any?
Sounds no, who is it?
You don't know this song? You know every song, Ken. How about you, Kyle? You know,
I have absolutely no idea what this
is. It's great driving music.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm driving right now.
Yeah. Listen, if you're driving, well, be careful, but you can't help but...
No, signal. Signal if you can change
lanes. Signal if you got to change lanes.
It's actually great.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's 4:30 and I'm shifting gear.
Called Radar Love by Golden Earring. Does that ring a bell, Finn?
Yeah.
Yes, we know.
Okay.
They're from the Netherlands, huh?
They don't sound very Dutch, do they?
No, they don't sound Dutch.
Yeah. Well, that's because everybody in the Netherlands speaks better English than people in the United States. Isn't that right, Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know how you do that, but you can hear people with Brooklyn accents in the streets of the Netherlands because they've learned from people in Brooklyn. And they know grammar. They even know history better than we do. Our own history is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they often tell us our own history. And they're also very good at hearing other languages because there's so many over there in the Netherlands.
And, of course, we don't know their history.
No.
I was having fun. We were at a coffee shop the other day, and I was having a conversation with Mila. We were outside, and I was talking to him about Norway and just basically pretending to be an idiot, saying, yeah, Norway, it's the same as Netherlands, right? You guys all speak the same language. And there's this guy sitting next to us who happens to be from Belgium. He was like, correcting me and basically stepping into the conversation. And, of course, you were able, Milo, to speak to him.
And
he was speaking Flemish, right, which is a variation of Dutch?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. But, yeah, that's New York for you. You can just find people. And you saw a lot of Dutch tourists as well, correct?
Yeah, a few on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we took the Staten Island ferry because that's the best way to see the Statue of Liberty for free. Dutch tourists everywhere. Anyway, so this song was a big hit here in the United States. I don't know if it charted in the Netherlands at all. But it was great driving music. Again, in the 70s, this was huge. But what we have right now, we have something that Milo has picked out. Is it the song called Jimmy here?
Yeah.
The song is called Jimmy, and the band, I'm going to try to pronounce it, and then you're going to pronounce it correctly, and we'll see how badly I got it. Boudewijk de Groot.
Well, it's an artist, actually. It's called Boudewijn Groot.
See, that's not even similar at all.
Boudewijn Groot.
Boudewijn de Groot.
De Groot.
Your turn, Finn.
Oh, I'm not trying.
That's a wise man right there.
I can't roll my tongue.
I can't do that at all.
Okay,
tell us something about this song, Milo.
I thought it was about his son. And he's I hope he doesn't become a footballer, they'll shoot him dead with a ball. I hope he doesn't become a businessman. So.
Okay, I'll read the lyrics. How strong is the solitary cyclist who hunched over his steering wheel against the wind, himself its way?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I like that.
I don't know what himself its way
relate,
means.
Yeah.
How confident football player for the eyes of the public wins the match, imagine themselves champions. How the businessman smiling contentedly without compassion, that competitor find reports itself becoming almost bankrupt. You know, I know this isn't the translation. It's just, I'm not clear what's being said here. Itself becoming almost bankrupt. I'm sensing there's criticism, as Milo was saying, for the businessman and for the football player, but not the solitary cyclist. Is that right, do you think?
I don't really know.
Maybe.
It's
yeah,
it's a bit vague.
Well, I'm happy here with those... with those little lap on my, I think he's talking about his son, because there's a video of this, and he's got a little kid on a bike.
Yeah.
The sun is shining. There is no reason with bad weather and high winds to cycle with that child. I assume the reason is he wants to do it. But if he is not a footballer, they might kick him half dead. But if he is not a footballer, they might kick him half dead. He said it twice. But better still than the board for its head, businessman, for there he is only worse. And now let's hear it in the original Dutch.
Hoe sterk is de eenzame fietser die krom gebogen over zijn stuur tegen de wind zichzelf een weg baant. Zelfbewust de voetbalspeler die voor de ogen van het publiek de wedstrijd wint, zich kampioen baant. Hoe lang ver genoeg de zakenman zonder mededogen die concurrent verslagen vindt, zelf haast failliet gaat. En ik zit hier tevreden met die kleine op mijn schoot. De zon schijnt, er is geen reden. Met rot weer en met harde wind te gaan fietsen met een kind.
What do you think, Kyle?
I like it. Jaunty.
It's jaunty. It's a good song, and it's catchy. And Milo, thanks for sharing. The band again is.
Boudewijn de Groot.
Okay, and for those people who.
Boudewijn de Groot.
All right, you spell that Boudewijgh space D-E space G-R-O-U-T. So it's pronounced Bala Wij de Grout.
We should use more J's in English.
J's where they don't belong, in inappropriate places.
Well,
all right. Let's move on to our next selection here. By the way, speaking of selections, you see what Mila brought us?
Oh, man. No way.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
What is that, Kyle?
Stroopwafel.
He said that pretty well, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Stroopwafel.
Finn, you know what a Stroopwafel is, right?
What'd you call me?
Yeah, have you had one of these? Here, look my way. Have you ever had one of these?
Stroop. Would be syrup?
I don't know.
Do you want one?
Well, you know, I had something that looked similar to that in Iceland. Did they have something similar there, possibly?
Iceland?
That's correct, yes.
You know, Iceland has got nothing to do with the Netherlands.
I don't mean to insult anyone in the Netherlands, but I think they had something
everyone
similar.
In the Netherlands and Iceland.
Okay.
I'm going to bring him one.
Okay. All right. He's running out of the studio right now. And what they are is he's got a package, and it's basically a stack of these circular waffles. They're very they're very tiny, right, Milo? They're
here. We're taking one of these out.
They're delicious.
I'll take the whole thing.
I'll take one. Yeah.
And it's two kind of breaded cake, very thin breaded pieces, and in the middle is like caramel or syrup, right? It's a kind of gooey sweet.
Yeah, you take one too.
Oh, I get one.
And it is. I just split it open here, and I can see that it looks delicious. I'm going to try it right now. What is this called before I have it?
Stroopwafel.
And I have the last one. The only one that doesn't get one is Milo.
Oh, he's used to them.
Yeah, he can have as many as he wants. All yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Are we all trying it?
Yeah, I'm eating one right now. It's really good snack.
Oh my God, it's so good.
A really good snack. Food.
Yeah.
Wow. This is better than the slightly modified Icelandic version.
So, you spell Stroopwafel, S-T-R-O-O-P, right? And W-A-F-E-L-S. Is that correct, Mila?
Yeah.
Okay, Stroopwafel.
Stroopwafel.
All right, we have to move into more music here, because we want to show people what Dutch music is all about. The next band is called Dumar. Is that did I pronounce
Dumar?
That?
Dumar. It's,
I can't pronounce three-letter words right. Oh. Dumar.
Dumar. It's means just do.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, we might even know this. In fact, we played it on this show at one time. I don't know exactly when, but I recognize the song. This is their hit. Which. What's the name of this hit?
Sinds een dag of twee in Dutch, yeah. And it means sinds een dag of twee, 32 years.
It means what now?
Sinds een dag of twee, 32 years.
Okay. And the name of that song again is what?
Sorry?
The name of the song again?
In Dutch, sure.
Sinds
een dag of twee, 32 jaar.
All right, let's listen to this for a second. Bring back some memories. Kyle, get off the console. That's not. Kyle's dancing on the console. Come down. All right, enough. Now, come back down. What do you think of that song? Pretty catchy, huh?
Yeah, I like it. There's like some cool guitar. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's
and that was a hit, right? Right, Milo? Cool. That was a hit in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad was a big fan of it.
Your dad was a big fan of it.
Yeah, it was kind of. Justin Bieber in that time, the band.
No, your dad was not a fan of Justin Bieber.
No, but there were also a really big crowd of girls at every concert and like, screaming like you couldn't even hear the music anymore.
Wow.
Sounds like a tactic.
We know your dad. Your dad has been at this place before, but we're not going to say who he is. Let people figure that out on their own.
Yeah. Yes.
But hopefully he's listening. Now, we have another song by this group, which we're going to start playing now because it's a bit long, and we're going to start talking about what this song is about.
It
actually,
it's a lied over a plant.
It's a song about a plant.
It's a song about a plant, like a mole, like a stool pigeon, somebody
very,
who
very
flies.
Useful plant.
A useful plant. Someone who works for the police, or
a very nice plant.
A very nice plant.
Strong a light, plant.
Oh, you mean a green plant?
It's a green
that grows.
Plant.
I see. And it's kind of sort of a reggae sound to it.
Yes.
Interesting.
I like this.
Might this plant be ganja?
Oh.
No?
Cannabis? Are you, what? No.
I don't know.
A song about cannabis?
Well, I'm hearing the reggae vibes, all right? And Netherlands, you know? And
no, it's probably tomatoes.
Useful plants.
It's tomatoes.
It's a song about tomatoes.
Yes.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to read the lyrics to this as it plays in the background, and then we can decide for ourselves. How's that? This is a song about a plant. It's a self-referential song, talking about itself. This is a song about a plant, a green plant, a beautiful plant, a scented, large, strong, yes, a useful plant. It's about the cannabis sativa hollandica. In God's name am I saying?
Hollandia.
Hollandia. There is a C there. All right. I.E. I.E. is in a song? That's what it says. I.E. Dutch weed. And then they spell it W-I-E-D-E. Is that the Dutch way of spelling weed?
Yeah.
Okay. Weed, weed, weed. Yes. We start with the seed. The good seed is from a plant who have at least three generations in the Netherlands is flourishing. Some people say seven, but that is a matter of faith, I believe. That you know yourself so well, the good seed are you doing in March, May in the ground for germs, and so that is all but haste. The plant knows best if it should come in. So let's go, that will be fine. That is beautiful down again, weed, weed, weed. Just as Congo, Indonesia, Acapulco, Colombia, and now patience quietly to come. The plant is still small, encouraging, speak so. Then the even greater and bigger and bigger, and it gets even bigger and bigger and bigger. And it thickens. And then September and time for harvest. The females with the seeds and or flowers gives you inside. You put them on the ground or depends them with the feet on the ceiling.
Yeah, you got to hang them upside down
okay.
so they dry
with
out.
With the feet on the ceiling.
Yeah,
makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
And then you wait 1, 2, 3.5 months. This is really very specific and instructional.
Cure it, yeah.
Until dry, and if it is dry, then comes the most important of the cannabis, sativa hollandia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Break it down, roll it up, and smoke it up.
Thank you, God. Figuring out the leaves, there you get a headache. I do. The leaves, it gives you a concrete head?
Yeah.
All right, tell me about that. And so that leaves that throw you off-road, and you only smoke the case. Don't you find? The seeds and or flowers, and it gives you no concrete mane, and it gives you a headache, and you will not be spinning, but it gets you high as a Flemish parrot. Wow. That is our own cannabis. Before that, no one in distant foreign countries in the container to sit. Cannabis, 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 and this song goes out. I love how the song refers to itself at both the beginning and the end.
It's a very easy to use song.
It is. You can learn a lot from this. Let's listen to a little bit of it without me ruining it by talking over it,
please.
De vrouwtjes met de zaadjes en of de bloemetjes haal je binnen. Je legt ze op de grond of hangt ze met de voetjes aan het plafond. En dan wacht je 1, 2, 3, 3,5 maand tot dat droog is. En als het dan droog is, dan komt het belangrijkste van de cannabis sativa hollandica. Het uitzoeken. Want de blaadjes, daar krijg je hoofdpijn van. Ik wel. De blaadjes, daarvan krijg je een betonnen hoofd. Dus die blaadjes. En daarvan krijg je geen betonnen hoofd.
heb je geen hoofdpijn. En daarvan word je niet draaierig, maar daarvan word je zo high. Dat een Vlaamse papa dat is ook de eigen. Nee, de wiet. Ja.
That down.
Oh,
good song. That was called. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna get this. Nedervite.
Nedervite.
I was gonna say Viet. I figured I'd say Viet. Nedervite.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Nedervite.
Wow, that was a good song. I enjoyed that by Dumar.
Just Do.
Just what?
Just Do.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
That is a band, means just do.
Yes.
What does Nedervite mean?
Nether marijuana or something.
Mm.
Like Dutch weed.
Okay, all right. Good stuff, right, right, Finn?
Absolutely. I have to say that I enjoyed the Dutch lyrics much more than the English translation.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that. I can only work with what Google gives me.
I understand.
It's precious little. You want to talk about what happened to us on Google yesterday? Oh, my God. We were on the subway trying to get from the South Bronx to Harlem.
Yeah, I was using a Google Maps app.
It told us to go on the number 2 train
mm-hmm.
to a certain stop, transfer to an uptown number 3 so we can go into Harlem.
Which is great. That's good advice, right?
No,
that's...
it really wasn't because the stop that they were taking us to was far away from the destination. I didn't understand why they didn't take us to the subway that was next to the destination. But regardless, I put that aside and said, okay, let's follow these directions because I'm just a stupid human.
No, do the 5-minute walk at the end, okay.
Sure, okay, but we get to the stop. We're supposed to switch to the other train going mm-hmm. in the other direction. And you have to go out and go back in and pay a second time to do that.
Yeah.
And that's what Google tells you to do.
Yeah, thanks, Google.
We didn't do that. We went a different way, and we probably got there quicker. But, wow, I was just blown away by that. Anyway, so I don't want to harp on that. In the last couple of minutes that we have left, let's make sure we give out the phone number and get some people calling in here because, you know, this is unique radio station here. As Finn was saying before, there's real people. Well, actually, you were saying that before, Kyle. Well, you were both saying there's real people here.
I think that's the essence of what we're saying. And we care. We're real people that care.
Uh-huh. And, you know, we do spend time critiquing some of the technical issues, but we get around them. That's what we did tonight. We have 4 people on the air right now. We got around technical issues to make that possible and to play all kinds of different music from around the world. And we need your support to keep doing things like that because this could very easily turn into a satellite service of National Public Radio or religion or something horrible. Well, I'm not saying religion is horrible, but it's horrible to take over a public radio station like this with something canned. And that's what happens all around the country. Your support, 631-632-6901, can help ensure that we stick around. Milo, let me ask you, you have radio in your country, obviously, but do you have very many community radio stations where people can basically just walk in and do a show?
Yeah, well, we have not as many stations as you do, but, like, for every category, there's a station.
Uh-huh.
It's enough.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. It's enough. We have, classic rock. We have country. We have soul. We have rap. We have all kinds of classical and what else do we have? Sports radio.
Yeah, talk, news,
oldies,
all kinds of political stations, religious stations.
Those are
just the greatest.
They're music boxes. That's really all they are. It's just music boxes. And what we have here is something that's a bit of variety, and it's something that people can become involved with, and that's what makes it so important, that we can do things like this. And your support, 631-632-6901, makes that possible. So please give a call. Finn will be happy to take your phone call and give you something nice in return, in addition to the radio station itself, something like, I don't know, what kinds of things do you suggest, Finn?
Well, we have the, for $35 pledge, we have the mug, the baseball cap, the winter scarf, and it is getting chilly out there, kids.
It is.
And it's beautiful weather for a WUSB red winter scarf, I must say so myself. Ooh. $50 pledge gets you a local gift certificate I can hook you up with, or a t-shirt. $75 gets you our sweatshirt or our blanket throw. And the 90.1 Club, of course, gets you a whole bunch of combinations of things, plus options as CDs. And you can also pay things off, Emmanuel and Kyle, with over time, a recurring gift. Pledge a minimum of $60. That's $5 a month, and that's when we'll pull it out from your account in very gentle tugs, as they say. So, give us a call, 631-632-6901.
And that support is the foundation of keeping the technical stuff going and the people interested. I mean, when things fall apart and fall into disrepair, people get frustrated. They can't do their show. They can't create. They can't have guests. And that then makes it a smaller community. Then you start wanting to just press play on some box, and that slowly makes it less of a community station. And we don't want to go that direction. We want to flourish and expand and bring in, you know, young people, new people, people that have ideas, and create new content and kind of rehabilitate some of this old gear, bring in some new gear, and really have it humming in a really vibrant place. Not only for Stony Brook and Long Island, but for people that listen around the world.
And if you've gotten something out of this radio program, this particular radio program, now is the time to call. We've played some Dutch music, thanks to Milo for introducing us to that. And maybe there's something that will stick with you. Well, you can help return the favor by calling 631-632-6901, pledging whatever you can afford to keep this place running so we can do things like that in the future. Milo, I want to thank you for coming by and for sharing this music with us.
You're welcome.
We're going to go out with one more song. This is called No Mercy by Raccoon. Anything you want to tell us about this?
Yeah, it's a Dutch band, too.
And they're going to be singing in English, though.
Yeah.
In this particular song.
Yes.
Is there anything about the band that you wish to share?
I don't really know them that good, but they have nice music.
And this song was this a popular song?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Milo, great hanging out with you, and we'll see you again overseas in the Netherlands. Hopefully, we'll see you back in New York sometime.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. For Kyle, for Finn, and for Milo, this is Emmanuel for Off the Wall. Write to us, otw@2600.com. See you next time.
Says, come on, let's have it. She brings out the worst you can be. That's a good day for a bad habit. Don't you dare to disagree. She fast that thinks he's something groovy. Straight down from church, you wanna bet. She'll play him like some kind of movie. And smokes the last of his cigarettes. She's got no mercy for the soldiers, no mercy for the king, no mercy for the soldiers, no mercy for the king, no mercy for the soldiers, and no mercy for no king, no mercy for no king. She picks his heart like it's a pocket. She wears her hair like she sees straight through all its cool poses. She'll
soldiers, no mercy for the king, no mercy for the soldiers, no mercy for the king, no mercy for the soldiers, no mercy for the king, no mercy for the king. King. No mercy for the soldiers, no mercy for the king.